This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says a framework is in place for a trade deal with Japan, including a 15% tariff on Japanese goods and wider Japanese markets for U.S. products. BBC's Shaima Khalil reports on Japan's reaction from Tokyo.
The Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said Tokyo still needs to examine details of the U.S. trade deal. Japan's chief negotiator, Ryosuke Akazawa, who was on his eighth visit to Washington, said on social media that he'd visited the White House using the hashtag Mission Accomplished. Japanese auto stocks have gained 6% after Mr. Trump's announcement.
In Boise, Idaho today, Brian Koberger will be sentenced for the murders of four University of Idaho students. CBS's Amanda Arden reports that settles his fate, but there is an unanswered question.
The victims' families want to know why. Even this week, President Trump saying he would expect the judge to enforce Koberger to deliver some sort of explanation of why he committed these murders. But that's just not required in a sentence. And it's very unlikely and very rare that defendants will deliver some sort of statement during sentencing.
29-year-old Fernando Ramirez has been charged with 37 counts of attempted murder for allegedly ramming his car into a crowd of people in Los Angeles. L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman.
These counts correspond to each of the 37 victims that suffered injuries as a result of Mr. Ramirez's actions at about 2 a.m. on July 19th, this past weekend.
In Jacksonville, Florida, it started as a routine traffic stop and ended with the driver being beaten. Video of the violent arrest has the sheriff's office there defending its deputies, as CBS News correspondent Nicole Valdez reports.
Show me your hands.
Here.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is under pressure after a routine traffic stop last February turned violent. The driver, William McNeil Jr., filmed the incident on his phone before getting pulled from his car and charged with resisting arrest. He says he suffered a concussion, a chipped tooth, and needed 9 stitches. But the Sheriff's Office says the video doesn't tell the whole story and released body cam footage to defend their actions.
House Republicans think the Kennedy Center Opera House needs a new name, like maybe Melania.
First Lady Melania Trump is already the honorary chair of the Kennedy Center board, and President Trump is chair of that board after firing board members appointed by President Biden and replacing them with his supporters. Now a House committee has passed an amendment to name the Opera House after the First Lady.
Correspondent Allison Keyes, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to back-to-school shopping at Target, you can choose not to choose. From getting what you need to expressing who you are with prices that make every choice feel right, why not choose all of the above? From backpacks, bedazzled kicks, and picture-day perfect styles as bold as they are. For bring-your-own-lunch days to science project partner days, snack stash days, decorate your locker days, and paint outside the line days. All at prices that will definitely make your day. For all of the above, it's back-to-school at Target.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the entire job all from one partner to get access to over 3 million products, including many products you won't find in our stores. It's time to get delivery on your schedule or next day on over 50,000 products. And time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
President Trump will deliver the keynote address at an AI summit in the nation's capital today, as CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us.
The president has made expansion of AI data centers a key focus of his administration, coupled with expansion of energy infrastructure to power those AI facilities. His address at the Mellon Auditorium is expected to follow the unveiling of his administration's AI action plan. In addition, Trump is expected to sign a number of executive orders involving AI content, construction of AI data centers, and exports of American technology. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Elon Musk's social media platform X is denying accusations of data tampering and fraud by French prosecutors, calling them politically motivated. The Paris prosecutor's office is investigating alleged algorithm manipulation and fraudulent data extraction. The claims involve an automated data processing system, but details are not clear. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mostly clear sky in the overnight with a south breeze and morning lows dropping to the lower 70s. Sunshine, quite a bit of heat on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Heat index between 100 and 105. Look for a south breeze. Currently 71 degrees.
Yeah. Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids on her finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low hip her. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real thumb dinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue dress on. Yeah, the devil with a blue dress on.
December back in '63. Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do 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 shaboom. Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom. Ding-dong, ding-dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. Oh, 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 bip, a bip a dip. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart,
every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Ding-dong, ding-dong. Sha-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-oh. Oh, oh, bip. Sha-bip-a-do-ba-dip. Oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do-do-do-do. Shaboom.
This morning with the sundown shining in, I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
Yeah! 28 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
She said
WRJN.
That's the way it seems. A disappointment heart. saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
I fell.
skin in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control.